The name of the band was Dada.
One of the best bridges in
it's a great
80s,
song.
Late 80s?
Great song. We have the annual Law Enforcement Appreciation Luncheon coming up this week, downtown Marriott. One Commander Jesse Reed will be featured speaker at that.
A presenter.
A presenter.
Yes.
Okay. Let's bring in Tammy Holtis. I don't recognize the last name. actually saw your husband here earlier today.
That's great. He gets around there, doesn't he?
He does. Yes. This is where the checks get written. Tammy, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's great to join you today.
Tell us about the annual Law Enforcement Appreciation Luncheon. It's on Thursday downtown. What's it all about?
So it is hosted by the Kansas City Metropolitan Crime Commission. Kind of a big, ominous-sounding name that this commission has been in existence for 75 years now, doing a mission of public safety throughout the entire greater Kansas City area, both sides of the state line. And so each year, from the start, they have taken a time to show appreciation to those in our area who protect and serve us and our families. And so that's what this event is. It's also, through the years, has kind of evolved into a fundraiser for the core programs of the Crime Commission. So it's kind of a dual purpose. It's our chance for the community to show their support of law enforcement and also to show support for the Crime Commission's the important work that we do throughout the community.
How did you get involved?
You know, that's I am so fortunate. Let's put it that way. I had a friend that was working for an organization. Her boss is one of our board members, and they had a need for someone to step in and help with some events and fundraising. And so she suggested me, and I got to meet with the staff here, and immediately felt like this was a place that would be a good fit for me, and I just felt the real pull on my heart for the mission. And so I started right when everything shut down for COVID and have been here since the early part of 2020. And so just been learning so much about the work of the Crime Commission, but also just the need in our city for the different impactful programs that we do. So I feel very blessed to have this opportunity. And every day, I love the people I work with. I love, the mission that we're working for, and it's just a joy to be a part of it.
And Tammy, Jesse here. Good to talk to you again. And, I learned a little bit about the mission just in talking with you, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's a mission that needs to be there. The folks that risk their lives for us here day in and day out deserve that support. Is there a way, for those that can't make it to the luncheon, and it is coming up Thursday, and it's pretty much, if you got a seat, you got a seat at this point. Is there a way people here in Kansas City can help out?
Always. There is. So, we have a place on our website that you can make a donation. You can always just call our office as well. And, we're happy to, to walk you through ways that you can be a part of the mission. But on our website is, kc-crime.org. And there'll be a tab on that site to make a donation.
Great.
So yes, we welcome any help.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And briefly here, before we get to the break, can you tell us a little bit about this year's guest speaker? It's a pretty phenomenal person.
Is that you?
It's not me.
Oh.
No. Not
that
me.
That was going to be really funny.
I will be helping introduce this person.
So our guest speaker this year, we are just so honored to have Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. He will be traveling in from Oklahoma. He is the one person in the entire world who can say that he is both a fighter pilot and a PGA professional.
Pretty impressive.
So he has been able to combine his passion for golf and his passion for flying into what his mission in life is now, to He is the founder of the Folds of Honor. And for those that haven't heard of that, it is a nonprofit organization that supplies educational scholarships to the spouses and families of our military service members who are killed in the line of duty or severely injured. And now they've expanded that mission, I think it was in 2022.
That's right, yeah.
To include our first responders as well, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So they do this phenomenal work to support those families.
He's also a two-time recipient of the Top Gun Award. I thought Jesse was impressive.
I'm going to have to ask him about that. I don't know what the Air Force Top Gun Award is.
So, you know, what's interesting, Colonel Rooney uses the term synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about chance with a purpose. And from the start, when we found out that he was going to be able to help us and come speak at this event, I feel like every time I turn around, there's these events happening that have synchronicity, including Jesse. I got connected with Jesse through a mutual friend, and Jesse's going to help kind of kick off the event with a kind of a fun introduction with my friend who's a flight attendant. And when I first got to visit with Jesse on the phone and I found out he's a Top Gun instructor, I just thought, oh my gosh, this is too crazy.
I agree, Tammy. I prefer the term serendipity as well.
Okay, there you go.
Tammy, thank you for joining us, and it promises to be a great event, the annual Law Enforcement Appreciation Luncheon at the Downtown Marriott this Thursday. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay.
Thanks, Tammy.
All right.
Okay.
Be well.
Two great organizations. I've had the privilege of working with Folds of Honor for a while and just helping out with them, and now learning about the Casey Crime.
The Air Force has a Top Gun Award?
I guess.
You're not going to get in his grill or anything.
No, it would be only the friendly ribbing that a fellow fighter pilot would expect me to give him.
Okay. Do they have call signs in the Air Force too?
They do. Huh. They do, yeah.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. Sam Stevie III, Commander Jesse Reed. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.